From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Tomorrow, an important contest in the Republican presidential race, South Carolina. Historically, the winner of that state's primary has always gone on to win the GOP nomination. Mitt Romney, the winner in Michigan, has not focused as much on South Carolina, but three Republicans, Mike Huckabee, Fred Thompson, and John McCain, are vying for a win there. And we're going to hear about the final day's efforts for all three, starting with NPR's Debbie Elliott. She's following the McCain campaign.
At a rally in Florence this morning, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham reminded voters of the importance of tomorrow's primary for John McCain.
John's fate is in the hands of the good people of South Carolina.
In a series of town hall meetings around the state, McCain has stuck with his straight talk theme, even when it comes to the issue of the day in Washington, the economy.
Stop the spending first. If you don't stop the spending, then it's all going to go out the door no matter what it is.
McCain has his own base in South Carolina, the state's large contingent of active duty and retired military. Veterans proudly wear their caps and lapel pins at McCain events and crowd around to shake hands with the former prisoner of war.
Vietnam 72, 73, thank you for your service.
Thank you for
serving, sir. I've always wanted to always meet you.
Thank you, sir.
You're going to be the next president.
Thanks for serving.
McCain says veterans should have health cards to get medical care when and where they want, rather than waiting for service from the VA. And he positions himself as the candidate best prepared to fight radical Islamic extremism. Vietnam veteran Clyde Moore of Sumter agrees.
He's the only man that's running for president that's got military experience, and that's what this country needs.
Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.
This is Adam Hochberg in Greenville. Still in search of his first victory this election season, Fred Thompson spent the day before the South Carolina primary playing up his Southern roots and his conservative credentials.
Good to see you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thompson greeted voters this morning in the small town of Seneca, and speaking at a crowded diner, he portrayed himself as the heir to Ronald Reagan's legacy.
I am the only consistent conservative in the race. And those principles are the ones that made this country great, and we need a leader that believes in them.
Only 3 months ago, some polls showed Thompson atop South Carolina's Republican field. Now he's running third or fourth, behind John McCain, Mike Huckabee, and in some polls, Mitt Romney. Today, Thompson criticized his opponents on a number of issues, including immigration.
Governor Huckabee's record in Arkansas is one of consistent liberality in terms of illegal immigration. People talk about sanctuary cities. He apparently wanted a sanctuary state. Of course, Romney's flopped all over the place.
Thompson attracted about 200 people at the diner, but several said they remain undecided just a day before the primary. Utility worker Tony Gross concluded Thompson is too much of a Washington insider to carry the conservative mantle.
The Republican Party had control of the Senate, the House, and the Oval Office, and they didn't do anything. Fred is part of that system. He was part of the party that done nothing.
But Thompson did win the vote of retiree Donnie Davenport, who considers him the most conservative on issues like gun rights and abortion.
He's the best man for the country. And if he doesn't win this primary, I'm going to be at a loss as to who to fall back on next.
Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Greenville.
I'm David Green in Greenville, where Mike Huckabee told an audience that the battles he fought as Arkansas governor prepared him for the White House. For one thing, he said he wanted to make sure Arkansas understood the meaning of marriage.
I'd fight that same battle so that we would make sure that we said that at the federal level, that we affirm that marriage just means but one thing. It means a man and a woman, not any other relationship. It's not that we are against, but we're for.
The crowd responded, "I like Mike."
Thank you. I like you guys, too.
Jean Hsu isn't sure if she likes Mike.
I think he's funny, and in our country, funny and upbeat and the Bible. Gosh, what a great combination. And then throw Chuck Norris in.
But she's torn between Huckabee and John McCain, and she said she's been furious about so-called push-pull calls she's been getting.
It went on about protecting the unborn and how Mike Huckabee was, you know, on that and not Mr. McCain. And it was just kind of, it was worded so intensely that if you said no to it, then you were against motherhood and apple pie. And it was very disturbing, I thought.
Hsu said she knows Huckabee disavowed the calls that were from an outside group, but she said there must be more he can do.
I'd come down hard because I'm sure he knows those people.
many people like you are getting those push polls and are angry about it.
Doug Wavell was apparently listening to my interview. He chimed in to tell Gene Hsu that Huckabee really can't stop the calls.
They can't even communicate with them because of the election law, the way it has been set up.
Wavell said he's voting for Huckabee.
And from the very first time I met the man, my spirit within me witnessed with his spirit within him that he really is a born-again Christian man with a desire to do right.
David Green, NPR News, Greenville, South Carolina.